December 27, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Where the battle is lost and won. If thou wilt return, O Israel, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 4:1. The battle is lost or won in the secret places of the will before God, never first in the external world. The Spirit of God apprehends me, and I am obliged to get alone with God and fight the battle out before Him. Until this is done, I lose every time. The battle may take 1 minute or a year. That will depend on me, not on God. But it must be wrestled out alone before God, and I must resolutely go through the hell of a renunciation before God. Nothing has any power over the man who has fought out the battle before God and won there. If I say, I will wait till I get into the circumstances and then put God to the test, I shall find I cannot. I must get the thing settled between myself and God in the secret places of my soul where no stranger interferes, and then I can go forth with the certainty that the battle is won. Lose it there, and calamity and disaster and upset are as sure as God's decree. The reason the battle is not won is because I try to win it in the external world first. Get alone with God, fight it out before Him, settle the matter there once and for all. In dealing with other people, the line to take is to push them to an issue of will. That is the way abandonment begins. Every now and again, not often, but sometimes, God brings us to a point of climax. That is the great divide in the life. From that point, we either go towards a more and more dilatory and useless type of Christian life, or we become more and more ablaze for the glory of God, my utmost for His highest. That's the end of Oswald's text. In our Christian experience, it is most frequently the case that we try to live out our Christian experience in the way we live out our natural lives. We organize things, we plan things, and we execute those plans. We face circumstances as they hit us and react mostly to situations as they come. And often that occurs with inadequate preparation of the soul and the spirit, because the soul and the spirit have not really been nurtured in an appropriate way. Here Oswald is very clear that we must settle all of our issues and predetermine our responses to events before they even occur by battling out before God the various situations and how He would have us respond. Most Christians live much of their life with worry and anxiety, consternation and fear, and in a place where they're asking God to help them out of their circumstances. Yet God wants us to be rather pleased in the circumstances, even when those circumstances involve sickness and tribulation and trouble, financial difficulty and other things. It's all about being abandoned to God. It's all about letting God handle completely every one of my circumstances. Once I have met God in the secret place, once I have agreed to turn everything over to Him, even the minute details, and allow His Spirit to energize me and propel me through the circumstances, I will thrash and live a rather frustrated Christian experience. Jesus called His disciples to abandon, to drop their nets and come become fishers of men. Jesus calls each of us, just as He called the original disciples, to do the same. Come, drop your worries and your cares and your vocations and your service projects and follow Jesus.